Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Colleen Gross and Jordan Fuller from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Colleen and Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. Colleen, let's start with you. Could you tell us about this brand new inaugural event and how did the idea come about?
Yeah, so we are very excited to be hosting this event. I will tell you, it came about personally with myself. I am an avid runner and I was running at Presque Isle. I think it was the beginning of August. I'm also a big lover of Halloween. So I put two and two together, and it dawned on me that this year, Halloween happens to fall on a Saturday. So I started noodling the idea, I wonder if we could pull off a 5 or maybe a 10K on Halloween morning, just knowing there's not a lot going on right now based on the obvious. So I kind of went back and forth in my head, you know, and I brought it to James, our CEO, and some of my other teammates, and I said, you know, what do you guys think of this idea? If I can make it happen and come to fruition, this could be a pretty cool event. Everybody supported me, said go for it. I did some research and asking around. You know, we were pretty limited as far as locations, again, just based on COVID and some places not accepting new events, et cetera. So I landed in Fairview at Pleasant Ridge Park, and here I am. We're a few weeks out, and we're planning the event.
Colleen, what is the name of this event?
So it's the Erie, E-E-R-I-E, Halloween 5K. So our logo at the chamber, for those who aren't familiar, it's Erie, just spelled out normally. And we have a little triangle at the top of the eye. So I thought, how cool would it be to kind of do a funky, spooky twist on our logo, throw in the whole Erie idea. So it's the inaugural Erie Halloween 5K trail race. I have to say that because it's a trail race.
What's being done as far as safety steps?
Yeah, you know, and that's always a top priority. And that's part of the reason, you know, I kind of stalled. I wanted to make sure that we did this appropriately, correctly, and safely. So I talked a little bit with, his name is Jim Lang. He owns the Big White Trailer Company. He does all the timing, for races locally, you know, where there's numbers and bibs involved and people get time. So, you know, I reached out to Jim and said, yeah, is this doable from a standpoint of not having a big mass crowd at the beginning? Can we do staggered starts? Yes. So that was step number one, just knowing if I could spread out the runners a little bit, create that social distance. Yes, 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 we can do it. And obviously, it's going to be outdoors. So this will probably be the last outdoor event that we can squeak in. We are capping our registration. We're hoping to get to 200. Whether or not we get there, I'm not sure at this point. So we're definitely capping registration. We're encouraging and, you know, asking people who are attending to wear masks when, you know, they're at the pavilion at the start or the finish. I'm not necessarily going to say you have to wear them when you're running. That'll be up to their own discretion. Again, they'll be spread out along the trail. So hopefully that shouldn't be an issue. We'll have sanitizer. We always have plenty of hand sanitizer at all of our events. We have the hand wipes as well. We'll have some refreshments. So that's also something else we have to keep in mind. So we'll have those being served so people aren't, you know, putting their hands in everything and grabbing stuff. So we're thinking through as much as we can. We also have, when people check in, it's something we use here at the chamber office. That's our COVID self-declaration form. It's just that few questions, general health, how you feeling? Have you had a temperature? Have you been exposed to anybody with COVID? So just to kind of cover the bases there. So, and then if and when we have questions, we reach out to the health department. We have a very good relationship with them and very comfortable. And, you know, we want to set a good example too and make sure we're doing everything correctly. So if we have questions specific, maybe that we're not aware of, or maybe we just don't know the answer to, we reach out to the health department. So I feel like we're dotting our I's and crossing all the T's when it comes to safety.
Colleen, who, what, when, where, and how do people register?
Sure. So this is our Erie, E-E-R-I-E, Halloween 5K trail race. It's going to be on Halloween, which just so happens to be on a Saturday this year. So it's on Saturday, October 31st. We are going to start check-ins at 8 a.m. and then kick the race off again with staggered starts at 9 a.m. It's for runners. I'd like to say it's for walkers, but really we're trying to encourage this as a race. We're going to have numbers. It's going to be time. So it's really for people that have a passion and heart for running and maybe just miss being out there and being a part of a race. As you know, myself as a runner, I know I miss that adrenaline piece. It's always a great time being around like-minded people, you know, as far as appreciating running and just that general vibe. So it'll be at Pleasant Ridge Park, which is technically a Girard address, but it's through Fairview Parks and Rec. So it's West County, but all the information, you can go to our website. It's eriepa.com. We have a great detailed event page on there for it. You just look for the Erie Halloween 5K. You click on it, and all the detailed information is there.
Colleen, how important is it to the chamber that in this unique year of social distancing and mask wearing and other COVID-19 precautions that you maintain a strong schedule of events?
It's really important. Our leader, James Gronke, is a firm believer we want to set by example. We want to hold events, in-person events, that make sense and that are safe. So we're still giving the opportunity to members or non-members who want to get out there in some capacity at an in-person event. Last week we had our annual Fall Fest. Small event, but it was still really nice. And just the general vibe, I think, is that the people want to get out, but you're going to have, there's a mix. There's people, you know, who don't want to be out, who aren't comfortable, which is totally fine. You have that middle of the road where people are kind of, you know, I'll go out a little bit, maybe not so much, whatever they're comfortable with, or the people that just want to get out there. So right now, it's all ends of the spectrum, but we want to, our members in our community, to know that we want to hold events, and again, being cautious, being safe, and being mindful. As far as additional new events, you know, from an event planner perspective, I tell everybody, I feel like right now I'm taking each day, like one day at a time. So it's really hard to plan 3, 4, 5 months down the road because truly not knowing what the world is going to be and what to expect, and rather backpedaling. We're trying to not say do things last minute, but we're making things work. So right now we don't really have anything super specific planned for November just yet. We have our annual meeting. Details are still being worked out there. December, as of right now, we're supposed to have our member appreciation event, which involves Santa Claus. I don't know how that's going to look. So we're just taking it as we can. Obviously with the weather changing, not having outdoor venues as an option, that's going to be an obstacle, but we'll figure it out. That's what we do. And, you know, we try to answer questions as much as we can. We try to make sure any pre-event communications, everything's communicated correctly as far as what to expect.
How does 2020 and 2021 look for signature events or even new events?
So we're shifting a lot of things around. I think 2021, we're going to be more mindful on doing less, but making it more, if that makes sense. So we're trying to shift things around where, you know, we don't necessarily need to have 5 or 6 events each month, but maybe condense them and we're going to have like different marketing strategies around them, whether it be, you know, our programs or it be our networking events like Business After Hours, our Connect for Coffee. We're still planning on doing those. Same with signature events. Again, planning on them, you know, we want to have everything set in place so when it comes time to pull the trigger on the planning, we can keep just chugging along in 2021. You know, we had our golf event this year. That will definitely happen next year. But again, it's all going to come down to rules and regulations that are out there with what the government's saying, because we have to abide by all those rules. So what the indoor events are going to look like, I don't know. But like I said, we're planning them. We're going to put new things in place and just have a better a different strategy around them. So we can be ready for 2021, and hopefully things will open up and we'll be able to do it safe and sound.
Colleen, I would imagine that with everything going on and businesses going through a lot right now, this would be a great time to reach out to the chamber, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and we're a community-based organization. You know, members or non-members, we've talked to both throughout this pandemic, and we're here to help. I mean, that's why we're here. You know, if it could be a business who's struggling with something to do with their employees, or they might have financial questions that they really just don't know where to turn, they can reach out to us. You know, and if like somebody would reach out to me, and if I don't have an immediate answer, our job is to find the answer. And that's why we're here. But yeah, I encourage everybody, you know, to get to know us at the chamber. You know, we're forever evolving and changing, but in good ways. And it is. I mean, it's a tough time of the year for everybody, like you said. But we're in this together. You know, that's been a common theme to keep hearing. And we will do everything that we can to help our community.
Colleen, thanks so much for your time. Last question for you. The chamber is always accessible, and when there is a problem, you guys really do step up and help solve that problem, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why we're here, and it's about making connections. You know, it could be the chamber connecting a business to one person who can then in turn connect them to somebody else, and then it just opens all sorts of doors. It's been interesting. I will say that too, you know, being a staffer at the chamber for the past 2 years, it's amazing the number of people that I have met and that just, you know, stories that I'm hearing about how connections, I mean, it's a true grassroots effort, how to make connections. And I mean, it's a smaller town, you know, Erie, everybody knows somebody in Erie, and that's what it's all about.
Colleen, thanks so much. Jordan, let's bring you in here. Jordan Fuller is the director of Secure Erie Accelerator. Jordan, let's jump right into it. I know you are new to the chamber. How has it gone so far?
So it's been great. The past couple of months getting to know the team and bringing the program into the fold of the chamber has been good. We've been running the program for 2 years now, so bringing it into the fold is always a new learning experience, but it's been going really well. We've hit the ground running, and we've got a really great group this year.
Jordan, could you remind us what the Secure Erie Accelerator is?
So the Accelerator program is a short-term business development program that provides a cohort of companies some early funding and a specifically tailored curriculum, as well as opening up business opportunities in the Erie area. The goal of the program is twofold. First, to attract outside businesses to establish business roots in the city of Erie, as well as supporting and growing local companies.
This is geared towards startups, right?
Yes, exactly. So we search the nation for talented startup companies that are looking for a new place to call home, or if they're already here in Erie, we look for ways that we can help them grow their companies here.
Jordan, could you tell us about the companies that were selected to be a part of this program?
Yeah, so this year we've put together a group of six companies. Four of them are Erie-based, and one of them is an Erie tie. And then the sixth is from Nevada. So first up, we have Workberry, which is an Erie-based startup that provides an all-in-one cloud-based job advertising platform for small and medium employees, which reaches both active and passive candidates. Second, we have Glass, which is an Erie-based innovative startup that is accelerating the pace of Internet of Things implementation with a platform software solution that simplifies the embedded engineering process. Next, we've got SafeLight, which is joining us from Nevada, that brings together software and hardware to provide identification, validation, response, investigation, and reporting for drone misuse, laser illuminations, and other low-altitude airspace violations. Fourth, we have Leverage for Data, which is an Erie-based startup that provides small manufacturing companies with web-based applications to ensure that new parts are made successfully and meet customer expectations. Fifth, we have Arlene, which is a New York-based startup founded by Erie natives that connects people and brands in immersive environments using AR and machine learning. And finally, we have M3 Unmanned Systems, an Erie-based startup that brings together the latest in IoT, machine learning, and cloud computing into an integrated solution that allows the agriculture community to develop and deploy a multitude of sensors across their fields to allow for real-time tracking of critical data.
What all does this program entail?
Yeah, so we launched the program 2 weeks ago, and we've already started with some workshops and specially designed lectures and engagements for the companies based around their gap areas that we've identified by working together over the past couple of weeks. And then next, our team is going to start facilitating introductions to local businesses and potential partners. The goal of this program is to get each of the companies in touch with as many potential partners as possible throughout the 7-week program. The program will conclude with each of the participants presenting their company to the audience on day 2 of Erie Homecoming. After the pitches, each of the companies will be available for meetings and follow-up.
How can someone get in touch with one of the companies?
So if one of the companies that we talked about earlier sounds interesting to you or your organization, you can reach out to me at jfuller@eriepa.com, and I would love to put you in contact with any of the teams that we talked about.
I would imagine that it's all about the chamber being able to serve this new startup base, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the what led to us being brought on board was we were organized separately, and then James saw that it could come in under the fold of the chamber and work together really well. So we brought the program along, and we've been working together ever since.
Jordan, can you share about the long-term vision of this?
Absolutely. So this is the third year of the program. This is the first year that it's being run under the chamber. So we're really looking forward to leveraging the resources of the chamber, as well as complementing other initiatives of the chamber, such as Erie Forward, the identified industry analysis, as well as Homecoming. The accelerator plays really nicely with a lot of the things the chamber is already doing. So it just creates a more complete package.
I would imagine in a post-COVID environment that Erie will be seeing a new range of startups, right?
Absolutely. So this year, specifically due to COVID, we've had to completely pivot the way that we're providing their services at the accelerator. So this year we've switched to a virtual first program. We're all meeting from wherever we are so we can maintain our social distancing. But I'm really excited to moving forward into the post-COVID world where we can all gather in the same room and bounce ideas off of each other and start really moving together forward together.
Jordan, how can we stay up to date on the Secure Erie Accelerator?
So you can head over to the blog at eriepa.com and check out the introductory write-up on the blog over there, as well as the social media pages to learn more about what this exciting group is up to. So we'll keep updating that. You may even see things like one of our companies taking over our social media pages, writing guest blogs, that sort of thing. It's going to be a really exciting couple of weeks over here at the Chamber, so we're looking forward to working with everyone.
Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. Really does mean a lot to us. Last question here. If someone wanted more information about Erie Accelerator, how could they get in touch with you?
So you should send me an email at jfuller@eriepa.com or just the standard chamber contact one, and it'll make its way to me. We'd love to see your application. I'd love to have a conversation. This is an annual program, so we'll be looking to get kicked off again in 2021. So we're really open and excited to help out anyone, even if it's off cycle of programs.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.